For our first story, here's our reporter, Elizabeth.
School often feels like a black boy jungle where only the strongest survive. Anna has learned that you have to watch your back.
My mother taught me when I was really young that your life is going to be full of competition, and sometimes you just have to be better than somebody else. So showing your vulnerabilities or showing your weaknesses is a very bad thing, because other people who want to beat you can easily use that against you. But if you hold it in and wait till somebody else shows their vulnerability, you can easily take that and use it against them.
Christian also avoids showing weaknesses to other people, no matter how much they tease him.
When people say stuff about me, I show to them that I'm not scared. But when I go home, that's when I'm in my room, that's when I show my emotions. But I'm strong and outspoken in public. I don't want to give the wrong ideas to people, because then they're going to think, oh, Christian's weak, let's go pick on him.
Lots of people feel safe showing emotion in their rooms, Anna explains.
Our rooms are like private little places, like sure, the whole house, but then in your room you feel really comfortable, more comfortable than you feel on the outside, because in your room you feel safe. Everybody has to have a safe place, because you can't tell anybody anything about yourself. Sometimes like you just have to keep it in, and there's one safe place you can keep all of that.
People find other safe spaces too. Keyshawn, for example, prefers jogging through Central Park. For him, it's a release.
When something stresses me out or just makes me really angry, I just run. Not run away, as in, I just like go to Central Park and run. Run the whole 6 miles and just keep on running until my head hurts, then stop, then keep on running after that again. Because when I run, I'm basically thinking about just keep on going, keep on going. You can do a little bit more, keep on going, keep on going. Then pretty much after that, I just forget why I was angry, and that's how I just contain myself.
No matter what it is, we all need a safe space. As Lisa points out, sometimes the safest place is inside ourselves and learning to control our emotions. But no one is perfect all of the time.
Weakness is giving into your desire, and it's giving into actions that we deem, quote, wrong. And in the society, even though many people pick on one another, we deem picking on a person wrong. So everybody in that sense is weak, because there's always some point in our lives when we pick on one another.